We are on Daf Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Teveach Lavidus Kechovim. We had a memra of a Rab Meir. Rab Meir says, Teveach Lavidus Kechovim, or Asher Haniskal, that is Chayiv Dalet Vehei. The Chomim are Chaylik, they hold Yinid Shchita Ruyah. But let's go to Rameya. Teveyach Lavedes Kechovim. So the Gemara is given the Shochet Beipur to Itzalei. The minute when he started shechting a little bit, so the, it becomes also Bano. Idoch ki Kotovach Lav Demore Kotovach. So the Gemar Shchite is not shechting anymore the behemoth of the Bailam. It's not the share of the serve of the Bailam. So, and you need Tvorei Kula Bisure, you have to shecht the Bailam share I said. And Bishas the Gemar Shchite, it is not the Bailam's, it became also Bano. Omarove, Sarove said, it's speaking about Ba'imer Bigmar Zviche Hu Oivdo. It's speaking about that he had no intentions to, that the Tchilas HaShchite should be L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Bigmar Shchite Hu Oivdo. So with the Gemar, so it comes B'Bas Achas, with the Gemar Shchite, he's, becomes Avodah Zarah, and then there was a Tviche, and it's a Tviche that's in the Ruyel Achilin, according to Rameya Yerachai. Let us see Rashi. Given the Shochet Beipute Itzalei, the Omar Ma, Oysa Beheimas Chaveire Revutza Lifnei Avedis Kechovim, Given She Shochet Bo Simen Echod Osro, So Shchita Bo Simen Echod will make it Zivchei Meisim, will make it Takruvis Avedis Ore. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, lav the more kotovach, the itzrelei. It became also already, with the tchilish shchita, became also on the bailim. Vichiyu, v'de tashlumi abo v'chamish, tvichik sibu. By dalet v'hei, you have to make a maise tviche. V'ad gemar shchita loy mechai. We didn't make a tviche yet. Before the Gemar Shchita, Itzre Ba'anoar Ba'ileo, Mehi Shaita Afse Deminei, Di Ise Vayhodra Ba'enei, Velav Demorehi. Now, L'davoini, Rashi says a Gvaldike Ariches Dvorim, L'chayre, Lefum Rita, it would be sufficient to skip over a few words. Rashi should have said, Mikame demoti gemar shchite, before the gemar shchite, itzre ba'no al ba'ileho, v'lav demoreyu. So it became also ba'no, so it's not his. So it's not chayv. You need tvorchi kule bisur. You have to shecht the nignavs behem. Doesn't belong to him. It's also bahano. Rashi puts in a whole sentence over here. Mehi shaita avse dominei di ise loyhodro beino. If it would be be'en, you can't return it. Which is very unclear what Rashi means over here. Ba'yel Sashach understands he means that since it's also Bano, you can say Reishaloch Lefonecho. It's very unclear in that L'chere Yisar Hano does not create Hilche Shinui. He doesn't understand what Rashi means over here. Bechal, the Yisar Lehodre Be'ene. You can't return it. And Rashi is Mishaita Avse Domine. Agaburche, Rashi in Bobekame also is Marich. Rashi Bobekame says as follows. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Ki Gomalai Lav the Moreka Tovach. So Rashi says, Shekvar Ibdo Mimenu Koidem Shrite. He was Ma'abedit before the Shrite. V'nesra Olof. V'havalai Kemoyshe Shlicha Lu'u Koidem Shrite. Just like he threw it in the fire. The Mishalem Kerem V'keifol V'suloi. Also, Rashi is marech shekvar ibdo mimenu koidem shchite, and like he burnt it. Perhaps pshat in Rashi is, I don't know if this is the emesib pshat, Abul Chanan in Koivet Shiurim in Mesechtes Babakame Islam at Ches. Stel Tzachana Gemara. The Gemara says that it's Lav Didehu the Kotovach. So Rabbi Chanan says Besuke Daflamet Hei Muchach. The Iser had Noah Havi Shel Bailam. That something that's also by Noah is still called his. Elo she'ein loy bohem din momen. It's not called, it's his momen. That means it's shaloi. Lachem means you have to have a din momen. Sabaishpo, the Gemara says, of my sheni momen gavoya. So you're not yoitzu with an eslet shal my sheni because it's momen gavoya, so it doesn't have a din momen in it. But it's shaloi, but doesn't have a din momen. V'hod koma hoche lav de more. Hainu she'ein loy din momen, u'b'chiyai gavne leke chiyev nezikin. So b'kitzer, Rabbi Chanan seems to be saying that Yisuri no ish she'loy, but it doesn't have a din momen in it. The k'tzois and simen agavucha des astiren two rashis. Rashi in Psochem, and a Rashi in Babakame, Shnei Dvorim Einem Beshusei Shal Odom, Vason Akosu Kilayim Beshusei, Chometz Mishei Shoy Solomailo. So Rashi in Psochem says it's Eine Shaloi. Moses Eine Beshusei, he says Eine Shaloi. Rashi in Babakama says, it's not Bershusai, Rashi says. The Ktsois and Simen Tavov Siv Cotton Base brings down this Rashi that Rashi holds that Isurian or Ishaloi, but it's not Bershusai. That's what the Ktsois says. So if we will assume for 1 minute that that sheet is Rashi, so Rashi had a problem. Lav de mori kotovach, you can't take literally. Lav de mori kotovach. It's shaloi. It's a full also. So Rashi wants to say, but he doesn't have a din moment in it. So that's why Rashi is marich. Mishaita avsedei mine. He was mavsedit from him. And Rashi in Baba Kama says, Havalei kemoishi shlicha l'u kaidem shchite. Ibdo mimenu. Maybe that's why Rashi is marech. Yodi suri no shaloi, but it's Rashi saying, but he doesn't have any schusei moment in it, even though it's shaloi, but that's not sufficient. Bigmar, vaimer bigmar zvicha waivda lo avedus kechovim. Eine oivid lo avedus kechovim ad gmar zvicha. Let's see, Taisvis. Kimin de shachet bapute osra. Veidach. Lav the mori katovach. Ve'im taima, so Taisa asks a very pertinent question. Kol teveyach nami, lav the mori katovach. I mean, all of a sudden we're asking a shaila in this case of Dalet Vehei, that by the Gmar Tviche he's not shechting his. Fragt Taisa, you know, this is a kasha on the Torah, not a kasha on a member of Rab Meir. Every tviche is lav de mori katovach. The mechi shochet pute kanye b'shinui. Every ganev, when he shechts it, so the minute he shechts a little bit, so he's kanye b'shinui. And so the Gemar Tvicha is never in the Shoyer of the Nignav, it's the Shoyer of the Ganav. Ela kochich bohochi chai v'rachmone. That's the Chiv Dalet Vey, bohochi chai v'rachmone. If the Ganav is the Sibbe, if the Tvicha is the Sibbe of Lav the Morei, so a Tvicha that creates Lav the Morei is not a Poiter. That's what the Torah said. Bahochi chai v'rachmone. A tvicha that creates love the mori is not a sibel lifter from the chi of tvicha. Bahochi nami loishna. Rabbi Chonan says he doesn't understand Tosfos Kashe. He says, fakert. Bahochi chai v'rachmone, fakert. That's Yevarai from the posik. That, Yevarai from the posik that the Kinyan Shinui that comes about through the Ascholos Tvicha is not a poiter in the Chiyiv Dalet Vey. Fine, that's the Yevarai from the book. But here another Sibbe. It became Osabano. It became Hefker. So this is a new Sibbe. What would be if the Bailam would be Mavkerit? The Bailam would be Mavkerit. So, you ask Akasha, it's not your Saivus, Achmet. The Bahochi Chai V'Rachmona is that this is not a Siba Peteres. Kinyan Shini is not a Siba Peteres, but we have another Siba. Isuriano is a Siba lifter. So, Vipas Pochi Chai V'Rachman, Rabbi Chon doesn't understand Taisus. Al Kaponim, Taisus seems to learn that the Gili Yakro is that the Maise Tviche cannot be a Poite for the Chiv Tviche. However, it patos. By Marid Lechoshev Shinu Liknoisa Bekarsa Taisa says the whole Kashev Haitzach Nishton. That's not true. There's no Bochi Chai V'Rachmona. By every Tviche, it's not called a Shinui. Till the Gemar Tviche, and then it's, then he's there. So the whole time, it's Shalbai Lamutaveyach. Zok the Gemar Avaita. Sheranisko lavdi deyu. Hey, what's the case of Sheranisko? Doesn't it's also us, but no, it's lavdi deyu, so why is there a chiyiv dalet vehei? Lavdi deyu de kotovach. Omara beochem haiskinon, so Rabbi makes an akimte, kegoin shemesorei l'shema. We're speaking about such a case, that a mafkid gave over a share to a shema. Vehizik vebei shema, and it was mazik. It killed someone, killed a person. Bebei shema became a sheranisko. Venigmar dinay bebei shema, and there was a gmar din bebei shema. Vegon veganav mi bei shema, and the ganav stole it from the bei shema. Rabmei yisavolo kerab Yaakov yisavolo kerab Shimon. A mayor holds like Rabbi Yaakov and holds like Rabbi Shimon, so my mayor, there would be a chiyav of dalet vey. So the law ke Rabbi Yaakov. The omar af mishenig mardinai herzira yishayma lebol of muhsa. But like as Rabbi Yaakov and the chachamim, if he can, that the shaymer can, after he gave him over a share that was worth $10,000, and now it killed someone bebei shaymer, and now there was a gmardin and it's worthless, and Rabbi Yaakov says the Shomer could return the share to the Bailam. Here's your share, and smile, and if you're looking for a good Shomer the next time, you can give recommendations to me. And a guten tag, and the Bailam gets back a share that's also bano. But listen, you gave me a share, he's back the share, halachically. It's also bano now. I'm really sorry what happened, but he doesn't have to pay him anything. So Memele, this shayer was bekoyach to pater the shayer from his chiyev tashlumi. Oh, he would give back the shayer. Now the ganav went and stole it from him. Now the shayer is getting gray. I mean, now he has to pay for the. Now he has to return the shayer. So So that means the Shomer could have patterned his Chiyuv through returning the Shomer, even though the Shomer is worthless. Now that it was stolen, so he stole something from the Shomer, or for the Shomer could have patterned his Chiyuv, Tashlumim, with the Shomer. And Rameyah holds like Rav Shimon, Dava, Goyim, Lamom, and Kimom, and Dami. So, since it's Goyim and Momen to the Shomer it's worth the Shavius of the Shomer, so it's considered like this Shavius belongs to the Shomer, and he stole the Shavius from the Shomer. He stole a Shomer that's worth $10,000 to the Shomer, so this is called Legabi the Shomer that says a Shavius of $10,000. That's considered $10,000 of the Shomer. Nishechted it. So he's mechuyev dalad vehe. Let us see Rashi. Azukta Rashi. Erziru eplik pluktad Rab Yaakev bebobekam. Erziru shayma lebolov murza. The omalei tura ashlemisli. You gave me over a share. Tura ashlemisli. I'm giving you back a share. Kimomendomi. Fahainami afal gab de loishovi midi. Even though theoretically the share is worthless, but it's geirim moment to the shema, the chilase, if it won't be around boile shumele to the malias to pay him back a good share. Rab Shimon Baba Kamepek Merube Kotchim Shechai Bach Yusim Mishalim Abo Vachamish. Let us say a person said, Arei Alay Lahovi Oilo, and someone stole the Oilo. So the din is that the ganef pays to the bal ha'ilo dalad vay. Mishum de geirem lamominu, because this oilo is geirem lamomin. He said, "Arei alai." If he won't, if this oilo is not around, so he has to go and shtel to another oilo. So it's geirem lamomin. Va'av al gav de hegdish lav momin ba'ilamu. It doesn't belong to him. It's a kolben. See, there's no chiyuv to pay hegdish, who's not reyeyu. But al staloch of dova hagoyrim lamomin kemomin domi, so we consider keilu this oilo, since it's yochel lifter chiyuvay a yedei behemazu, so it's considered. It's goyim lemais kemomen dami, so it's considered that I gandved the shayer of the bailim, of the balakobin, mechiv to pay him dalad bay, even though it's kochim. Let us see Taisus. Sovelok Rab Shimon, damadova goyim lemomen kemomen dami, vim taima. Ba'amai lekoma de ramei letaimei. Hey, see, we're making a kimtis, we're setting up a rabbi, ramei holds like Rabbi Yaakov, ramei holds like Rabbi Shimon. Why do you have to make so many a kimtis? Say, ramei letaimei de doin dina de gami. Gabi mekadesh tvuas chaveiro. A person was mesachich, or he let grow his kerem, and his kerem asered yenem stvue. He didn't build a kaisel. Whatever, he was geirem that his kerem should aser yenem stvue. So it's a case of gami. Eisoyrev shtoris chaveiroi. So someone went and burnt shtoris chaveiroi. So now the malve cannot be goive from the loive. The loive can be makrish. So Rameh is doing dini de gami. V'choshkein, so if you're doing dini de gami, v'choshkein de mechayiv v'dova ha-goyram l'momen. So zicha mechayiv v'dova ha-goyram l'momen, ki da'om ma'hosom ba'goyzel, til ma'ad kan lo'ikoma Rab Shimon ela b'dova she'ikra imomen, avo shtar de'en gufa imomen lo'y. Now let us explain Tosfos Kashe. Tosfos asks as follows. Let us say over a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama, the close of Shaila, what is the din if someone is Seiref Shtaroysov Shal Chaveire? That means a Malve had a Shtar. The Shtar is a tool with which he can be goyve for the money from the loyve. The loyve can't tain a parat, he can't tain a ladam. The shtar is a choshev azach. It's goyrem loy momen. That means with the shtar can be goyve from the loyve. If there's no shtar, the loyve can look him in the face, tain a parat, loy lavisi. And someone was saying, shtaroysav shal chaveri. So the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rab Shimon, dova ha goyrem lo momen ke momen domi. So the shtar is goyrem loy momen, but with through the shtar he can get momen. He can be goyve from the loyve. So Ma wants to say, according to Rab Shimon, yechayiv to pay how much the shtar is worth. The Gemara is medame to a member of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon himself said that the Gemara says that if a person Reuven stole chametz from Shimon, v'ova olava pesach. So it's also bano. So afal pikein, the Reuven can take this chametz and give it back to Shimon. Arei shalach lefanecho. This arano is not called a shinui. He's alike to return the chametz. Now Levi steals the chametz from Reuven. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, Levi has to pay Reuven because this chametz, even though on the market it is worthless, but to Reuven it is worth money. To Reuven it is worth money. Reuven the ganav is worth money. So memele, so dova hagayram lamam and kimam and dami. So the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rab Shimon, the same halacha will apply if a person will burn shtarayis of shal chaveiroi. It's goyrim lamomen to the malve. So bichay, goyrim lamomen kimomen dami. So the Gemara answers no. When did Rab Shimon say his chiddush goyrim lamomen kimomen dami? That is davke bedavo sheikrei momen. So Rashi explains, the chometz was once momen. It was once momen before it became osabano. Now it's takenat momen. So, but now it's a goyrim lamomen. So Rab Shimon said, if something was once moment, and now it is a goyrim la moment, so it still has the shame din moment on it. It doesn't lose the shame moment that it had on it before, because for Al Kaponim it's a goyrim la moment. But that it once was moment. Ashtar was never moment. So goyrim la moment to make from a double that's not moment, Rabbi Shimon never said. Fine. So it comes out, according to Rab Shimon, Aseirev Shtaroysov Shal Chaveiroi, Yopata. Here there's no din of Goyim Lamont. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, who's doing Dine de Garmi, according to Rab Meir, he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv to pay. So what do we see from that Gemara? We see from that Gemara that the one who is doing dini di garmi is a greater machmer than Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon al salach of goyim lamomen kemomen dami, you're not chayiv by seirev shtaroysov. And now it's doing dini garmi, you're chayiv. So memela, so Tosfos is asking akasha. So Tosfos is asking akasha, so why does our Gemara have to say Rab Meir holds like Rab Shimon? He doesn't have to hold like Rab Shimon. If Rab Meir is doing dini de gami, so it's Rab Meir himself who's doing dini de gami. So zicher, whatever Rab Shimon held, he's more than Rab Shimon. So that's Tosfos kasha. So why do you have to say Rab Meir sova like Rab Shimon? Rab Meir is doing dini de gami, so automatically zicher should be chayiv. When I learned this Tosfos a long time ago, I never understood the Tosfos. And Baruch Hashem, I found now that I'm in good company. In Shiurei, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, he also doesn't understand the Tosfos. So, Al Kaponim made me feel good. And this Nekudim. There's a shrekleche problem. What is Tosfos asking? Rav Shimon said one thing. Rab Meir said another thing, and Rab Meir's halacha does not at all apply over here. Let's elaborate a little. Rab Shimon said, "Dova hagoyrim lamomen kemomen dami." That means as follows: that
that Rav Shimon said, let's say if we would say the halacha of davar goyim l'mamon k'mamon dami would apply by shtaris. So when you say that the shtar is mamon, it's goyim l'mamon to the malva, so it's mamon, so the shtar is a, if there's a halva of $100, the shtar is $100 bill. It's goyim $100 to the malva, so it's $100 bill. So if you burn $100, you burn my, this is my $100, you have to pay me for it. Fine. Therefore, our Gemara said, according to Rav Shimon, if you had a shomer that had a shayr, the shayr is worthless. There's no chiyuv dalad v'hei on a shayr that's also b'ano. But according to Rav Shimon, for the gabi the shomer, this is a shayr that's worth $100. They could save $100 by returning it to the mafkid. So the shomer possesses a shayr that is worth $100. That's called, he has a bailus in it for it, because he can pass himself $100 to the shayr. So it's called, he has a bailus in the shayr, possesses $100 in the shayr. So I stole your shayr that's worth $100. I shechted your shayr, so there's a chiyuv of dalad vehei. If you shecht someone's shayr, so you pay dalad vehei. That's Rav Shimon. Our Gemara is beautiful. Rav Meir is doing dini degami. Rav Meir said that if I was goyrim a hefsid, that means Rav Meir is speaking in Hilchis Mazik. Rav Meir is speaking that if I was misaved, if I caused that Yenish should have a hefsid, in Hilchis Mazik I'm a chuyiv to pay. Now, according to Rameya, Seirev Shtaroysov Shal Chaveire, why are you mechuyiv to pay? Because the shtar is worth $100? No. Rameya holds Doin Dinigami that says, since by burning this shtar, you won't be able to be goyve from the loive, you ate a schus moment by the loive. And now, through burning the shtar, you won't be able to be goyve from the loive. So I caused you to lose your schus mamin. It's indirect. It's a grot. I'm chayv to pay you for the hezek. Now, let's use Rav Meir's svore by sheranisko shel hashomer. That means like this: the shomer, if he won't be able, if like this with the shomer, he gives back the shomer. He won't have to take out $100,000 from his bank account because he gives back the shayr. If I go and kill the shayr, I'll kill the shayr. So you know what I did? I was going him that you should lose $100. I was misav, you should lose your, so you lost the $100 that you lost. You had to take out from your bank account. I was misav that you had to lose it. So what was I? I was mazik the $100 in your bank account. Just like I was mazik your schus gviya you had from the loiva, I was mazik the $100 you had in your bank account. Fine. If you're being mazik $100 in a bank account, you don't pay dalad vehei. The loch of dalad vehei is of I shecht, your shayr, I pay you dalad vehei. If I was mazik your bank account, there's no din of dalad vehei. It has to be your shayr. It has to be your share. The loch of Dova Hagoyrim Lamomin Kim Momin Domi makes that it's your share. That was Rab Shimon's Ashtik Teire. Rab Shimon said this. That Yet Chomet said it's also Bano, but it was Goyrim Lamomin. So it's considered that the Ganif possesses the Chomet is his Momin. Goyrim Lamomin Kim Momin Domi. You have a korban that doesn't belong to the Bala korban, but it's goyim. It's called your behemah because it's goyim. So it's your behemah. So if I shecht your behemah, I pay you dalad vehei. But garmi is a chiv mazik. I was mesaviv a hefset to you. So memela I was goyim you a hezik. But how do you pay dalad vehei? So Rav Shmuel asked this kasha. Now let us jump to the second teretz of Taisvitz. So perhaps we will say that this is the second teretz of Taisvitz. V'yesh meforshim Mishim hachi kama svir leike abshimen, mishim da rabshimen kama dova goyim lo momen have momen, linyin tashlumi dalet vehe. He says it's momen, linyin tashlumi dalet vehe. Da hachi tane lei bemerube. That's what it says in merube. That is chayiv dalet vehe. Dilo ramei lo chazine de mechayiv bedine de gemiya le keren. We only see his chayiv keren. Avo le chayiv shalom al yodei tashlum dalet vehe lo chazine. But Taisus is so edel and leichazina. Taisus, the ikival Taisus doesn't say. Taisus really doesn't say it. It's not, I don't see it. The heat is lost in that Taisus would mean. There, I thought, Dava Gomel, you could pay Dava. Yeah, he only saw you pay Ken. So maybe Gami doesn't work so much to pay Dava. Taisus doesn't seem to, Pshadis, it's not a kashin, and maybe Teretz is the kashin fang tzich nishton. So, I mean, Rabbi Shmuel is more of this. Al Kaponim, Nish Fashtein Taisvis, Al Kaponim Taisvis somehow held that according to Rameya, there should be a Chiyev Dalet Vehei. So now, so Taisvis had a Kasha, so I was like, why does he have to say Rameya, so will I care of Shimon, via Shloima? Dikala Meima Nami Yipche. That's true. The Gemara said in Bobe Kameh, that Rav Meir is more machmer than Rav Shimon. That Rav Shimon needs dover sheikre mamuz. Once moment, Rav Meir doesn't need that. Abo da'at kale kama Rav Meir el besayrev shtare shal chaveiroi o mekadesh tuos chaveiroi shu momen haroi lechol ha'ilam. Abo shera niskalein roi el lezeh ha'shemer sheyifter atzmoy. That means the Chiddush of Rav Meir was only said, you don't need Ikrei Momin, that's for true, but you need something that has a Chshivis of Momin to everyone. Someone wanted to say a Shtar, that means a Shtar is not only, a Shtar could be worth money to everyone. The Malvil sells the Shtar, so it's worth money to the Lekeach. A Shtar, it's not Ikrei Momin, but Al Kaponim, it has a Shabbos for everyone. So there, Rav Meir said the svar of Gami. Masha ein kein, over here it is only a Shabbos to one person. We don't see Rav Meir said such a chiddush. We don't see that. Just in my sayev shtaroiso. By Mekadosh Tvuos and Shal Chaveiroi. Rav Shimon did say it. Rav Shimon said that if you steal the chometz from a gazlan, so you have to pay him, even though the chometz is only worth to the gazlan. So Mamela here, that's true. The Gemara says this in one nekuda, Rav Meir is more machma than Rav Shimon, but in another nekuda could be Rav Shimon is more machma than Rav Meir. Let's go to the third test. Vaidaimer itzvod, and Mishum Dini de Gami, Lemechaiv Alamidarabona, Kilamucha B'Seif HaKainis. He says, the whole Din Gami is only at the Rabona de Kedim. So here you have to know if Taisi means to say, could be Avahat, at the Rabona de Kedim, could be the Kemek at the Reis of the Kehiv Abdalad Behei. If the whole Din Hezek is only at the Rabona de Kedim, that can make if it's a mazik de reis, dalet vehe is a mazik, but as a mazik de reis, you pay dalet vehe. This is only a mazik mit rabon. That's the Gemara to say that he holds like Rav Shimon. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Omar lo ilam betaveich ha'idei atzmai. The Rabbi said, we hear a memra of Rav Meir, that Rav Meir says that a person was taveich, gonav, v'tovach b'shabes, and then this chayiv dalet vehe. And we had a problem with kimlei b'derabmenei. How could it be chayiv and Shabbos? So he said that speaking about with a shliach, by tvicha we say yes shliach advar abeire. Rabba omer lo ilam atzavecha deyatim. It's speaking about that the ganev himself shechted it in Shabbos. Aye, what's the svar of Rav Meir? Rav Meir like mishalim islay meisa mishalim lestay. That Rav Meir only holds like mishalim. Does not meisa mishalim. Pishani hani, but since dalet vehei is achid, the chiddush is shechid sheteire beknas. This is achidish sheteire. knasses are mechudish diketashlum. He doesn't owe him. He wasn't mafsed him. The knasses are his afal gav the miktal mishala. So Rabbi said ashtik teire that the whole pointer of kimlei b'darabminei, or the makayv kimlei rabminei is by him. Im lo yia osay nonish yonish. Tmei vlodis is not a knas. Tmei vlodis is mamen. So the teire said by chiyuvei mamen. So the din is. He's chayiv an einish misen, an einish momen, you just give him the einish misen. But over here, this is a mechudish diketashlumim, knas, I mean, he doesn't know him, and it's, so by a mechudish diketashlumim of knas, there's no point of kim lecharab m'nei. That's what Rabbi said. Va'oz do Rabbi letamei. And Rabbi goes l'shitose. The Omar Rabbi. Rabbi said, "Hoyogdi gonavloy." A person had stolen a gdi from erev Shabbos. A tvochay b'Shabbos, and he shechted it in Shabbos. Chayiv. So Rabbi said, "Yechayiv dalud vehei." Shekvar nischayiv begneve koydim sheyovu deyisa Shabbos. The chayiv keren, which is momen, is how he stole erev Shabbos. So there was a chiyuv kerem. The chiyuv dalad vehei, which was chal b'shabbos, there's no p'tur of kimle b'darab neyank, because it's a knas. So memele is chayt. Gonav v'tovach b'shabbos. But what if the gneva was b'shabbos? That means he took it from the rishus harabim to a rishus hayochet. So he became a ganav through chilul shabbos. So b'shabbos, let's say, so let's be megashim dinyin. He schlepped it from Rishus Rabbim to his house, and the minute he brought it into his house, so the Chiyiv Gneivin, and the Chiyiv Shabbos came by Basachas, so on the Gneivin he's Potter. Then it was Tovach B'Shabbos, and then he's Potter. Shim ain't Gneivin, ain't Tviche, v'ain't Mechire. If he's not Chayiv Kerem, because on the Kerem there's a din of Kimlei B'Darabminei, So he's only chayiv, he can only be chayiv gimel v'dalet. He can only be chayiv knas. So we have a klal, dalet v'hei yom ha-rachmona b'lei gimel v'dalet. The tashlumim has to be dalet v'hei. And if you don't pay dalet v'hei, so you don't pay. So since on the keren there was aloch of kimlei b'darabmenei, so memele, so that's why he is potter. V'omar Rabbe, and Rabbe said, a similar din, noch a din. Hoy gdi gonavloy. He had stolen a gdi. Utvochoy b'machteres. And he was bo b'machteres. He stole it before he came to the machteres. And then he took the gdi, now he wanted to rob someone else, so it was a bo b'machteres. No, a bo b'machteres is ein leidomim, you're allowed to kill him. And in this machteres, he goes in shechts this gdi. Is chayev. So he's chayev, dalad vei, shekvan is chayev, b'gnei b'kenish of the isa machteres. The kriyev keren was from before. Now, boba machteres is ein loy domim, is chayev misim. But, so the misim only with pata from knas. And then by knas, we say, we don't say kimle b'darabnei. Gonav v'tovach b'machteres, but what if the gnei was also b'machteres? So there's no, some dechiyev keren of the gnei, he's not mechiyev as kimle b'darabnei. Got shimim gnei ve'ein tviche ve'ein mechire. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Rabbe garsinen b'kulo. Rashi on daf lamedalad amedalad. Rabbi Garsinim Bekula, this is Rabbi and not Rabbi, Rabbi. Mida Omer Lekamon, Omer Lei Rav Popa Laabaye, Rav Popa Est Akasha Laabaye, Le Rabbi Da Omer Chidishu, so he asked the Akasha that Emerson, we had a problem before, which our Gemara did not now speak about. A Gemara had wanted to say, if our mission is going according to Rameya, that was the previous teretz, our mission is going according to Rameya, Meholz Loike Mishalem, that's why Elo Nara Sheshlem Knas, even though Elo Hein Aloikim, Because it's like a mishal. So the Gemara asked the kasha, so what do you do with the Mishnah Bo'al Bitoy? That was the kasha on the Flamed Gimel Amid Beis. And because of this kasha, we had to say, Rab Meir holds like a mishalim islay, mesa mishalim leslay. He does not mesa mishalim. That's what we said till now. Now Rabbi went and said that the Rabbi seems to be saying that it's going according to Rab Meir, our Mishnah. You wanted to prove that Rab Meir holds mesa mishalim, he holds mesa mishalim by Shabbos? Yeah, he holds mesa mishalim by Shabbos. So, because it's a knas, so it's a chiddush, so you say meisa mishal. So Bemis and Sarapapa later asked, so b'zei, but the Mishnah Bo'al Bita yeshver. Bo'al Bita is also a knas. Amalei Rapapa l'rove, Amalei Rapapa l'abaye, l'rabba, d'amal chiddushu, so he has this kasha, so how does the Mishnah shtim with Rameya? Bim Isa, so Rapapa asked this kasha to Abaye. He has this kasha, according to Rabbi Shtik Torah, so what's pshat in the Mishnah? Amalei Rapapa l'abaye l'rabbi d'amal chiddushu, so what's pshat in the Mishnah of Bo'al Bita? V'imise de rove garsinin, tifugeres rove, so it's very modern, o Rapapa talmidei sh'rove hoi, k'dama l'kaman, amalei Rapapa l'rove, haimake, is Mashna the Shovki la Rove Vlay Shaila la Trutse Shmaite Vishaila la Baye Shmaite the Rove. So be very, very modern. Rove said that the Rebbe said a Shtik Teire and he comes to Baye and says, so much Pshat the Rebbe Shtik Teire. Yes, the Rebbe. Fine, you don't have to go, Elo Rabbi Garsinen. Rabbi said the Shtik Teire. Rabbi Popolo, how you be Yomov? He couldn't ask Rabbi. Vishaila la Baye Shaila Tamidah Shal Rabbi. Okay. Rabbi Omaloylam b'teveyach ba'atzma. It's speaking about b'teveyach ba'atzma. Rameya ba'alme b'tashlume momen lesley meisa mishalim. V'hoche tashlume abo v'chamisha knasay. But this is a knas. V'chol mishpat knas chiddush. This is a mechudish tiki tashlume. Hilkach. Afal gav de miktel nami le miftel mina. Even though he gets killed, but he's not potter from this tashlume. Lakam and Porich, Larab, Alibi the Rameya, Kashi Bita, the Masnisa Namik Nasu. Bita the Masnisa Namik Nasu, the Kapota Lea Bita. Hoy di Gonav Loi, Gonav Gdi Bechel, Venishayev Akera. Utvochei Bishabis. A person stole a Gdi Bechel, is very Chayev Kera. Utvochei b'shabbos. Then he shechted the b'shabbos. Loi osi olei chiyuv at the moment b'isur shabbos. There's no chiyuv moment b'isur shabbos al chiyuv knas. The chiyuv kermos chal b'chol. Chayim dalet vei. The knas chidishu. V'rabbos v'rolei kerameya. Gona v'tovach b'shabbos. The chiyuv moment b'keren osi olei b'isur shabbos. That the Keren also, the Gneva was also b'Shabbos, and became Mechuyiv, the Keren b'Yisrael Shabbos. Potter, the Kaim alone, ain't Mesa Mishalim, the Kivin da Keren loy Mechai. So since on the Keren is not Mechuyiv, Knas Nami loy Mishalim, that the Shlumei Dalet v'Heyam Arachmon, and v'Lei Teshlumei Shloi Sheva Albo. V'Loi Svire Lon Kerab Nosen Domachai Noisei Es Atzmoi Inami Bekofos. So Rashi seems to understand that how can you steal in Shabbos and there's a chiyuv chilul Shabbos for the stealing? So Shabbos he was meitzi mershus harab mershus hayochid, and that's how he was koined the behemet. So there's a problem. Chai noisi yes atzmi ze alt rab nosen. So there's no issa to carry a davar chai. So there's no chilul Shabbos. So Rashi says, one of two telutzim, although we don't hold like Rab Nosson, Rab Nosson, the Chachomim by a behime, if you say, Chai Noisi Es Atzmai, the Chachomim hold Dafka by an Odom, not by a behime. A behime is worse than an Odom. And you don't say, Chai Noisi Es Atzmai, or it's speaking about a Kofus, and Rab Nosson is made by a Kofus, you don't say, Chai Noisi Es Atzmai. שאם אין גנבה קלוימה שמאחר שפוטר על הקרן משום מיסה אין תפיך ומחיר אין משחייב קנס אני מוכיב כנס כדי פרשתי, שלומר בו וחמי שקסי, ולא יתשלום משלו ישבה בו. Now another member of Rabbi, מחתרת שחותר בייס והציועים. התווח עם מחתרת עצמא, די שהיית בקטולו, יהבה אשכה חי בעל הבייס, כרסי ואין לו דומה. So memele, so Rabbi said these two halachas, that, but bekitzer, it comes out, if the gneve was done without a chi of mise, so then is chayv dalad vehei, even though the tzvicha was done with a chi of mise. If everything was done with a chi of mise, is potter, because the kimle b'darabnei will potter the keren, that's moment, and then so automatically is potter im ein gneve ein tzvicha mechire, So why do you need these two members of Rabbi? Rabbi's Lachaire, he's repeating himself. He said the same din by Shabbos and by Bom Machteres. So the Gemara says, Diashmi inon Shabbos, if it only says Shabbos, Mishum de Isur Isra'ilo. Avol Machteres, de Isur Shohu, Eimaloi, Vyashmina Machteres, Mishum de Machtar, Tezu Asrosoi. Avol Shabbos, de Boy Asro, Eimaloi, Tzrich. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mishum de Isurei Isra'ilo, de Chiev Mise. That is mutl on the Mechalo Shabbos. It's lasts forever. Kol man she yeido olav shechilo Shabbos yemisu bezn. That means for one chilo Shabbos, there was chal and him achiyev mise, which that whenever you'll be made in bezn, bezn will kill him. Hilkach chamira misa dilo lepeitrei mimamen. So this is a chomadik achiyev mise. That means he can't rid himself of this chiyev misa. From chilul Shabbos, he's chayev misa, that whenever there'll be meyad on him, he's chayev misa. So therefore, such a misa patters from mamon, from the keren. But by machteres, the iser sho, ilay maskech leishayte, sulay miktol. That means the chiyev misa of a boba machteres, take is chayev misa. Is chayev misa if they'll catch him now. So now is chayev misa. So it's only a temporary chayev misa. It's not a kavua dike chayev misa. Bishaita he was chayev misa. Bishasta chayev moment there was a chayev misa. But this is absag. I would think a temporary chayev misa. You don't say kamle b'darabim inay. So that's why he tells us the case of Machteres. And then he tells us the case of Shabbos. I would think Machteres is a chi of Misa, you don't need Asro. A chomodik a chi of Misa. Shabbos is a chi of Misa, you need Asro. So that's the Kamash Malo. Let us see Toysvis. Zog Toysvis, Rab Meir, Leike Mishalem Islay, Meis U Mishalem Leslay, Bishani Hochad Ad Izaknas. Mashme. Rameyer islay loike mishalem af b'momen she'ena knas. That's different the Gemara. That means by momen he holds loike mishalem. By mise by valkis he holds l'gabi momen loike mishalem. By mise he holds ain loike mishalem. Ain mese mishalem. Aber by knas he holds dos. Aber by momen he holds loike mishalem. Af b'momin she'niknas, v'chei mash v'baseches ha'payalim, that Rameya holds like a mishalim by momin. The Gemara says, na'seches ha'payalim, achoysim pipore shel chaver, someone hired a pore, and halachically he was not permitted to be choysim it, and he was mechuyev to let the behemah eat b'shas tishe. So, and this is halachically, that's a chelik of the schiris of the behemah, that he's supposed to feed it pishas, it works. And he didn't do that, he was chaysim pipore, so the Gemara says, so he's loike, als der Avere auf Chosem Pipo of Leisach, some of these Mishalim to the Bailim, because he owed this to the Baal, if he rented the, he rented a Behemah, or he, so he owed it to him that the Behemah should be able to eat Bishas Malachin, and he was Meineya this, so it's like a Mishalim. So the Gemara is saying, like a Mishalim, so the Gemara says it goes according to Rameya. That's a bias teretz. So we see the Gemara assumes that Rameya holds, like a Mishalim, a filler by moment. Because they're speaking about moment. Shevei sila, the time of the perkam of the makis, koma ule, time of the Rameya. That what Rameya holds, dom eidem zaymimim, like in the Mishalmin. Mishum de gama mi meitzi shemra. Because he learns that from meitzi shemra. Porich mala meitzi shemra shekein knas. So the man says, so below, kirabbe kiva, da meitim zayim mi knas. So if you learn the Gemara, so the whole Rameya that says, leike mishalem ba eidim zayim mi, he don't mishplaini shechavel chaver masayim zuz, is leike mishalem, so Hashem, maybe with the malchus, maybe with the tashlum, is because it's a knas. And by knas, we learn from meitzi shemra, leike mishalem. So it seems the whole Rameya is only speaking about knas. Mashme de bimo, minene leike mishalem. Bishloim the vada I aidim zoim mimavam moin lavagoma mimoitzi shemra. If aidim zoim would have been moment, you'd never learn how from moitzi shemra. That's the din of loike mishal shekeinu knas alhav darshinin. So we'd have darshined michdei rishos, which is speaking about aidim zoim mim shein loike mishalim. That's what kedei rishos means, that ain loike mishal aval hashde. The sover eidim zaymimim knos, vigom ami meitzi shemra, de loikin amishalmim. So, kochach muki kadei rishosai, bemisa malka, so now the kadei rishosai, which is speaking about eidim zaymimim, cannot mean ein loikin amishalmim, because by eidim zaymimim grad, the loche is that loikin amishalmim. So Memela, so Kedei Rishosa is speaking about Misa Malkus. They have a be Malkus. The moment Mahashta, the Alkemuki Kedei Rishosa be Misa Malkus. Kimi to Kedei Rishosa, they have a be Malkus. The moment Mahashta bechol duchta loike misham. The mechanamich lo yilke vi yishalem. He says the whole posik of Kedei Rishosa was written voyim bin hakoyis haroshe. Aboim Yakenu, which is speaking about Eidim Zoymimim. And if you tell me by Eidim Zoymimim it is loike misham, so Memele, so the Kedei Rishosi cannot mean ain loike mishalm. So it has to be Misa Malkus. So he doesn't have a makir of ain loike of ain mishalm. The Omer Rabbe Oyeg Di Gonav Loi Alibe the Rameya Kama Avloi Mishum De Sovahochi. So Rashi had said that Rabbe holds like Rameya. Tosfos says no. Rabbe is saying according to Rameya. So now the Gemara makes a tzriches, mishum de isurei iseroilo, sheimchilo Shabbos. If a person is machalo Shabbos, la'achar Shabbos yidu olov, it can be made after Shabbos v'yagu. So for a chilo Shabbos, a person, his whole life is chayiv misa. That's a chomo de kechayiv misa. Avol amachteres, afal pishim is chayiv benavshay, ba'oi doi b'machteres, kol zman izn machteres, mekobak machar sheyotsu, so la'ave b'akto, v'lo yave dum yedim yiyye osayim. That means, so the Gemara is making a tzrichese, the Gemara is saying, the whole mekoyer of ein odom meisa mishalem is from im yiyye osayim, lo yishalem. So over there, the chiyev misa of ritziche is a chiyev eilami. That means you always chayev misa. So there, there's a din of another meisa mishalem. So that's why Rabbi is coming to tell us that if lebay bo memachteres, which is a gringer chiyev misa, there's also a lochim of another meisa mishalem. So the first term of Rabbi is gewaldig. Now the Gemara says, Avo Shabbos de boi yasro. Now we have a second time. If it only tell us bo memachteres, which he has to tell us bo memachteres, I think dafke bo memachteres. Avo Shabbos de boi yasro, im aloi teime. So Tosfos es, shem shemayim. De ike kim lebe de rabnei, beretzich eksiv, de beinen asro.
The whole Kimlev Darabnei is Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And we learned the Gemara before. Of course, speaking about Asra, because without Asra, they wouldn't kill him. So the whole din of Kimlev Darabnei is speaking about Achiv Misa that needs Asra. But oit, in Kasha number 2, they say, Smoira the Kikashas, the Bishabes Umach Teres, Tavayu Tanino. Both of these are Mishnayish. You don't need Rabbi to tell us these big Chedushim. The Perek HaMeniach Tna, we learned in the Mishnah, Vuhu Shehidlik as HaGodish B'Shabbos. A person who was Madlik HaGodish B'Shabbos Potter, so he's Potter to pay for the Godish, B'mnei Shenidin B'Navshoi, because he's Chayiv Misim. Umach Teres Nami Tanina B'Perek Ben Soire, Oye Boba Mach Teres V'Shiber as HaChovish, Im Ein Loi Domim, if he's a person whose ball is Kenefoshis, V'Ein Loi Domim, is potter to pay for the chavis. So memele, so we see that these are often the mishnayos that whatever the chiddush could be, that is a poiter of kimle ben rabnei by a gringer chiyev, either machteres is a gringer chiyev or Shabbos a gringer chiyev. These chiddushim already were the tanoim told us these chiddushim already. So what is Rabbi coming to tell us? Vinire, the hoche ovid srichus. So Tosis wants to say a different pshat. Rashi learned this way, and that's a pella. So Tosis says, no, we're learning wrong pshat, the hoche ovid srichus. Rabbi had said, according to Rameyeh, there's a chiddush that by knas, it's meis umishalom. So pshat is, the Hochi of Itzchusa, Amai de Beknas Miktel Umeshalom. This Chiddush, that Meis Umeshalom, Hochi Koma, Mishum de Choma Risure, Eisis, that since it's a Choma de Ke Issa, that means like this, that Chiddush that Rabbi had said, that a Choma, that a Mechudish de Ke Tashlumim of Knas, does not become niftar mitashlumim. That does not become niftar from paying if there's a chiyev mise. That's davke if there's a chomodike chiyev mise. That means this person is a real, real shegitz. Then we'll throw the book at him. It's knas, and you did a moiridike chomodike chiyev mise. You'll get both. You'll get mise. And you'll have to pay the knas. But if the chiyev misa is not so choma, maybe there'd be a svara to say that then you won't have to pay the knas. That's shan avorikap mshim the chomer yisurei. Vav amin the dahosam davkuhu de lechayev knasim a misa. Ah, you'll tell me the svara is apspunfaker. The more choma the misa is, the less you should have this. It's a big kibble with the rabbi, so. Maybe this falls for care. So Taisu says, Gabi lo yiyo os nechdei risho, say the mishim dechom avamin and the ovid beitarti. So Taisu brings the Gemara first. The Gemara asks, why do you need two psukim, kedei risho, say, that Malkis patas for momin and Misa patas for momin? That's a Gemara's kasha for this. The Gemara says, because it would say Malkus patas for momen. I would think Tafke Malkus, because he didn't do such a big aveira. But Misa, I would think, then he pays momen. So you see, there's a svara to say that the more chomo the einish is, that is a svara that he should pay. So Memelus, so that's what Rabbi is saying over here. Rabbi is saying that the chi of knas, I was machadish as a chiyev knas, even though there's a chiyev misa. I would think that could be a chomadik a chiyev misa. So no, I feel like gringa a chiyev misa, there's also a chiyev knas. Avol koshe. But Taisus has a problem. Avol koshe lamay defrishis the rabba libe the rameya, I just said that Rabbi is not telling us anything. The rabbi doesn't hold like Rameya. The rabbi libe the Rameya koma. Im keim heichi koma abul Shabbos the boy Yasro eime loy miktel o mishalem So Tosis just slugged off this pshat. That means Bishlam, if you learn like Rashi, nu, some mele. So Rabbi is telling us himself personally. That means I'm telling you maybe a svara to say Shabbos shouldn't part of him knas. It's a gringera. I'm telling you also part of this. But if he just but Rabbi is telling us according to Rameya, please. Chameya said it. Chameya said the Gdolna B'tovach B'Shabbos Shechayev Dalet V'Hei. And the Rabbi said the Chameya speaking about that Shachad Ayidei Atzma. So Mameyla, we're back to the Kashi. So what's Pshat? Umatzina L'Meyma. So Taishwa says, Umatzina Lameima Anuteres. The Rabba Shminam, the Shaykh Kimle Bidarabne, Afal Gav, the Bishasta Mischayev, Adain Hamomen Ben. The Havala Lameima Kimle Bidarabne, Kedoma Rabbe Gufi Beperg Ben Seire. Oma Rabbe, Mistavre Milse the Rav, Kshishibe, the Lesnu. Avol Notal the Isnu, Loi. Now, I'd like to say over Pshat, and this is what Taisa says over here, I saw Bichas Avram, a beautiful Pshat. I'd like to elaborate a little on what he says. Let us first understand the Ivra of Taisus, then we'll try to understand the Lomdus of Taisus. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. There's one din, if a person is a Boba Machteres, and he's a Chiv Misanim, and Eloi Domim, and Yeshiba Kalim. So the din is he's potter to pay. That's a poshet din from Kamlai Bidarabamine. What is the din if a person stole Kalim? And there be'en, the Kalim are still around. He was above a machteres, he has the Kalim, they didn't break. What is the din then? Do you also say Kimlai Bidarabamine, or don't you say Kimlai Bidarabamine? I'm Kalim be'en. So Rabbi says, I would say that on Kalim Ben, you don't say Kimle B'Darabamene. But Rab said, Afilu on Kalim Ben, you do say Kimle B'Darabamene. So let's just say Ivre. So Rab says that if a person is Bobe Machteres, is a Chiyav Misanim, and he stole Kalim, and then afterwards he's Oispe Machteres, not Machteres anymore, he keeps the Kalim. Why? Kimle b'darabamine. Even though the Kalim are ben. And Rabbi says no. If the Kalim are not ben, you'll say Kimle b'darabamine. If the Kalim are ben, you don't say Kimle b'darabamine. We'll elaborate soon what the machlokes is over there. But now let's go further. So Taisu says, so Rabbi l'shitosei. Gonav b'shabbos. He was gonav b'shabbos. So the behemoth was ben. When Gonav, the Gneva was in Shabbos, was Gonav b'Shabbos. The behemoth was ben. Now if the behemoth was ben, we don't say Kimle b'Darabamine. That's what Rabbi says. So therefore we don't say Kimle b'Darabamine if the behemoth was ben. So Memele. So then the Aloche should be, then it was Tovach. If you don't say Rabbo, you don't say Kimle b'Darabamine, so you should be Chayiv, and you should be Chayiv Dalet V'Hei. The whole Lomdus of Rabbi is here, because since it was Gonav b'Shabbos, there's Kimle b'Darabamine and the Keren, so you're Potter, because Dalet V'Hei will give over Dalet. But if it was Be'en, you don't say Kimle b'Darabamine. So I would think that he is Chayiv, it's Kamash Malon, that he's not Chayiv. And then the Gemara makes a tzrichas. These are the trick in the words, which are very unclear. The Bichas Avrom wants to explain as follows. We have here, let's understand. We have here a Mordechai Machlokes, Rabbe in Rav. Let's first try to understand the Machlokes, Rabbe in Rav. According to Rav, a person steals something b'machteres, he keeps it. According to Rabbe, a person steals something that's ben, he doesn't keep it. He gives it back. You don't say kim leib d'rabne. So here we have machlokes, Rabbe and Rav, do you say kim leib d'rabne when the chayfetz is ben? So he brings Rabbor Ber. Rabbor Ber said, amor di kipshat in Rav. Rabbor Ber says, din gazlan hu, shagoyrim shekona hachayfetz. So Trabor Ber, Rav held, when a person steals a chayfetz, it becomes his. It becomes his tak. Fine. It's his. I stole it. And what's v'heishev es agzeile? The mitzvah v'heishev es agzeile is this chayfetz that became yours with the gzeile, you have to return it. There's a chiyuv hashava on you. No, don't say I stole it. Hey, Ovid Mahani, goodbye. No. Veheishev es agzeila. So the chiyuv hashavas be'en is a chiyuv tashlumim. It's yours already. You stole it. You have to give it back. The Torah says veheishev es agzeila. Vashavas habe'en hu gamkein begeder tashlumim. You have to pay back the bailam. Without you to pay back, with the chayfetz you stole. V'heishiv es agzeila asher gozel. V'havi ligabi ha-bailam kilu nishbar ha-chayfetz. That means if, that's what Rav holds. Rav holds amir di kechidish. V'chiyev ha-gazlon u'chiyev tashlumim. V'din v'heishiv u'chiyev v'heishiv v'ein ze mitzvah v'heishiv. So zut rabor beraz, amir di kebord. That Rav holds, whenever you steal, it's yours. No, there's a mitzvah v'heishiv. It's yours, but you can't keep it. There's a mitzvah you have to return. It's a chiyuv tashlumin. Because it's mine? No, you have to give it back. Oh, if it's a chiyuv tashlumin, but what if he's chayiv misa? What if he's bobe machteres? I know the mesa mishalom. So I'm not a chiyuv to give it back. That's what Rav said. That's what Rav said. If the chayfetz is ben, so every gazlan the Torah said, even though it became yours, you give it back. You mechuyev to give it back. Ma she'ein kein, if he's chayev misa, so he's not mechuyev to give it back. Because they know the mesa mishalom. That's what Rav said. Amir de kebir in Rav. What did Rav behold? Rav behold, anechte ketog. And when the chayfetz is banned, there's a chiv on you to pay back the chayfetz. It became your chayfetz. Mechuyev to pay back the chayfetz. Anechta ketog. It's his chayfetz. It belongs to the nigzel. It's yours. Not yours. It's his. No, if it's his, so what's v'heishiv? Aradin tashlumim. A mitzvah. This is mitzvahs, not tashlumim. This is not, you're not paying. When you give back the chayfetz, you give a krechts nebuch, as a schwerzes eine yid, you have to pay back. You're paying. You're giving back his thing. It belongs to him. It's his. But there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah v'heishiv es agzeila. Zok trabe, a mitzvah is not in kimlei b'derabmenei, my dear friend. The whole din kimlei b'derabmenei is an chiyuvim, not a mitzvah. So memele, so now we understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rav held that the Veheshev is a chiyuv tashlumim. So my mele, the din kimlei b'derabnei, so I keep it for myself. I'm not mechuyev to pay back the chayfetz. It's mine and I keep it. I'm not mechuyev to pay it back. That's the din kimlei b'derabnei. And Rav says, no, it's not yours. It's his to be, that means after you stole it, still is. No, there's a mitzvah, Veheshev is a gzela. Mitzvahs, Rabbi, there's no din, kim the rabbi to pater you for mitzvahs. So, you mechuyev to give back the chayfetz. Fine. So, let's go a step further. This halacha, what happens when the chayfetz is not ben. Let's talk about, let's go back to a halacha, that a person steals a chayfetz, and then he gets burnt. So what's the din? He has to pay for the chayfetz. What's the inyan of paying for the chayfetz? It's a Rosh and Bob Metzia that says that the mali hein mali dmeim. Mali hein mali dmeim, that means the chiyuv tashlumim is b'mokim v'heshiv. You mekayim v'heshiv as a gzeila. That means if a gazlan says l'shem yichud before he's meshiv the gzeila, so if the gzeila got lost, he takes the money, says l'shem yichud, imuchem mekayim mitzvah v'heshiv as a gzeila shegozal, he gives him the money, because mali hein mali dmeim. So the chiyuv tashlumim is b'mokim the chayfetz. Mali hein mali dmeim. Now let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara, a person stole a behemah in Shabbos. He was gone off behemah b'Shabbos. He slept. He became a ganav. There was chal on him a mitzvah v'heishiv. According to Rav, you have to, it was chal on you. You have to pay back the chayfetz. You have to pay it back. Kimlei b'darab minei. No, so you don't have to pay it back. Fine. Don't pay back the chayfetz. That's according to Rav. According to Rabbi, there's no kimle b'drabne over here. There's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Fine. There's a mitzvah. So lemaise, I stole in Shabbos. You'll ask me a shayla. What's with giving back the chayfetz? Is chayev misa? You zeche b'chayev to give back the chayfetz. A mitzvah. Fine. There's a mitzvah v'heishiv, not a chayev v'heishiv. Forget about Kimle B'Darabne. Right? Now he went and he shechted this behemoth that he stole. So now there's a chiyuv tashlumei keren, and there's a chiyuv gimel v'dala dalz knas, not to get an answer to dala bay. This money that you pay for the keren, which is b'mokim v'heishiv, what is this money? Is this money mitzvah money or tashlumim money? What is this money? So I could tell you it's mitzvah money. Mali hein mali d'meyim. And there was a mitzvah me to give back the chayfetz ben. Now that the chayfetz is not ben, so I give back the chayfetz with through money, but it's a mitzvah money. If im kainem anachnu, so then the deal would be gonav b'Shabbos, v'tovach b'Shabbos, he'd pay dalet v'hei. The keren is mitzvah money, the savameila, by mitzvah money there's nothing kimle b'darab m'nei, so it's dalet v'hei. And Rabbi, of all people, said in our Gemara that he's potter, and because the kimle b'darab m'nei potters him from the keren, v'men keren ain dalet v'hei. Good morning. All of a sudden, they became achiyev tashlumim. So Rabbi seems to be saying, it's only a mitzvah, because man, the chayfetz is be'en. The minute the chayfetz becomes ois be'en, that means you shechted it, the minute the chayfetz is ois be'en, now you have to shell out money. So igoli milsel amafreya, there was achiyev tashlumim on the money. That means igoli milsel amafreya, there's achiyev tashlumim on the money. Oh, there's achiyev tashlumim on the money. You know, money and potter to pay kibble b'darab m'nei. It comes out that so it's a moiradik echidish. It's a moiradik echidish that l'chayre the achiyev tashlumim is nischadish l'mafreya. That means, I call Gazalim Shalom Shasak Zayla, but the Chiyuv Tashlumim called man was Ben, there wasn't a Chiyuv Tashlumim, there was a mitzvah Sashavit. The minute he shechts it, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumim. And on the Chiyuv Tashlumim, Lamafrei is Chal a Chiyuv Tashlumim. Lamafrei becomes a Chiyuv Tashlumim. And on the Chiyuv Tashlumim, Lamafrei, you say Kim Leibidarabne, which is Mechudishtik. That was the Chiddush of Rab. That's the Chiddush of Rab, even though he's Chilik and Rab, but he holds that there's a chiyuv tashlumim, which kimle b'drami with pater. So now the Gemara is making a tzrichas. The Gemara is making a tzrichas as follows. that I would think that when, that even though the Chiyev Tashlumim B'Shaitoi was not Chal, it's only Chal retroactively, so I would think the pater such a Chiyev Tashlumim need a real Chomodik Chiyev moment. Like Machteres does need Asro, or Shabbos that it's a Chiyev Misa Loilam. But a Vakal Dike Chiyev Misa can't pater a retroactive Dike Chiyev moment. That's what I would think. Is Kamash Malon Rabbi that no, that all Chiyev Misa can pater a retroactive Dike Chiyev moment. That is what Taisvis is saying.